Brandon, there's an event coming up in September for the Katy Trail, but we're talking about it now because there's pre-registration, and it's open to a limited number of riders. And if we could, tell us about what the event is for Katy Trail, what day it is, and how people can take part.
Correct. It's the Cycle for the Future event, and it's over the weekend of September 21st and 22nd. And what we're looking to do is have two separate two-day rides going on at the same time. So we're going to have a group of riders start in Clinton and end in Jefferson City, and then the other group is going to start in St. Charles and end in Jefferson City. And this is the first time that we've tried anything like this, so we're looking forward to seeing what the community can do to help support us in yet another interesting kind of fundraising way.
Well, Special Olympics Missouri is a great organization, and everybody is glad to pitch in if we can. Tell us, what does the funds, when they're raised, what does that fund? What kind of activities and what keeps the organization going?
Yeah, so Special Olympics Missouri is a year-round sporting organization. We offer 21 Olympic-type sports to more than 17,000 athletes around the state. So the money goes toward that, and 90% of the money that goes towards Special Olympics is actually goes right back into the program. So rest assured that your money is going toward a good cause, and some of it's also going to help build our future Training for Life campus, which is going to be located in mid-Missouri in the next couple of years. We haven't broken ground yet, but in the next couple of years, we're looking to build a campus that's going to be one of its kind, where our athletes can come in and specifically train for each of their respective sports. So it's going to help the Training for Life campus and the program at the same time.
What kind of impact does this have for these children with special needs?
Well, I mean, I think that the impact is huge, and it's not just children, it's adults. We have athletes as young as 8 years old. You have to be 8 years old to be in the program, but we have athletes well into their 80s, and I think that the impact, it's a lot more than just a sporting organization, and that's what we're trying to show people through the Training for Life campus, is that it's really about improving the overall life and health of our athletes through sports. So it's going to make a huge impact, and actually on the ride, we're going to have what we're calling demonstration stops, where our riders, our participants, can take time to volunteer for an hour and a half, 2 hour program, where we're going to invite our local athletes out and to take part in a cycling kind of demonstration. PedNet out of Columbia, Cycling Coalition out of Columbia, has put together these demonstrations, and we're inviting our athletes to come out and just give cycling a try. It's not a sport that we currently offer, but it could be. I know a lot of other states do it, and it's really big worldwide. We're interested in seeing just how many of our athletes might be interested in taking up cycling as a sport. We have free helmets to give away to the athletes as well. So it's a lot more than just raising funds for Special Olympics. It's about taking the time and actually getting to interact with them in a way that maybe they never have before.
Well, that's excellent. And then also with the registration fee, this includes a lot of things that's going to be part of the ride. Could you tell us about the registration fee and what will be part of that?
Yeah, so overall it's $310 to go on the ride. $155 of it is your actual registration fee. The other $155 is a fundraising fee. So it's set up similar to how we do our Polar Plunge events, in the sense that, you know, there's a registration fee of a set amount, like $25 or whatever, and then you have to raise the rest. And the reason we did that is we felt that it was important not only for our participants to have a buy-in, you know, so to speak, on the event, but also to help spread the message and tell their friends and family, hey, you know, this is what I'm doing in September. I'm raising money, I'm raising awareness, and it kind of tells our story better than we ever could. So the registration fee overall covers your camping in Boonville if you're coming from Clinton, and it covers your camping in Herman if you're coming from St. Charles, as well as your meals, goodie bags, showers, all that fun stuff. So we've worked very closely with Missouri State Parks and the Katy Trail Ride and tried to model it after what they do every June. So we've done a good job of working with them, and they've been awesome to work with and trying to make it as safe and fun as possible for everybody involved.
And of course, now that the reason we're doing this is a pre-registration period and also a limited number of spots, how many riders can you take on this?
Correct. So again, similar to the way the Katy Trail Ride does theirs, they put a limit on it, and since it's the first year that we've tried something like this, we didn't want to jump in head first without kind of knowing what to expect. So we do have a 300 rider limit on both rides. So a total of 600 riders are allowed, but 300 on our east route and 300 on our west route.
Okay, Brandon, so if you would, where can people go to sign up?
The easiest way to get more information and to sign up is on our website at SOMO.org/cycleforthefuture.
All right. And is there any final thoughts you'd like to give on this, Brandon?
No, I just think that, you know, I'm excited to put this together. It's, like I said before, we haven't done a fundraiser like this, so I hope that the cycling community kind of takes this and, you know, rides with it, if you will, for a terrible pun there. But I think that we're really looking forward to putting on another event and hoping that this becomes yet another in the long line of successful fundraisers that we do through Special Olympics Missouri to help our athletes.